Hello and welcome to the Learning Mate podcast, where we speak to subject matter experts in the fields of education, education technology, and workforce development to learn more about advances and issues in the industry from cradle to career. I'm your host, Keith Chandler, and in this episode, more in a series of topics we're calling Learning Design Lab. Today, focusing on the framework it takes to build engaging online learning experiences, and coincidentally, a new learning design framework called Engage Learning Design. But first, I would like to introduce our guest today, who has a lot to do with the creation of the framework we're here to discuss, the Associate Vice President of Learning Design at Learning Mate, Stuart Vinorny. Stuart, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Excellent. So at Learning Mate, Stuart oversees the creation of courses and content for colleges, universities, nonprofits, and corporate partners across the country. Stuart has 25 years of experience in K-12 and higher education leadership, instructional design, educational technology. He holds a bachelor's in English from Winona State University and also a master's in humanities from the University of Chicago. He currently joins us from Wood Ridge, Illinois, where he also serves as the president of the Wood Ridge 68th Board of Education. So, Stu, before we get to talking about learning design, you have such an impressive commitment to education, you know, making it your career and also doing public service on the Board of Education. So I'd like to know what inspired you to work in education.
Well, that's a great question. Honestly, I was attracted to education from a very young age. I was always very good at school. I think that helps, right? So I just found my niche there. And I was an accidental instructional designer. Kenny Bean wrote that book about 10 years ago, talking about this very phenomenon where this whole industry sort of popped up around education and online education. So interesting enough, I was working at the University of Chicago. I was there for a master's in humanities. I was actually trying to do something in film, but I started working at this not-for-profit called CUIP, Chicago Public Schools, University of Chicago Internet Project. And we train teachers how to use technology in the classroom in K-12 schools, like 29 schools on the south side of Chicago. And I just loved it. I loved it. And so I said, this is really where I want to be at. So that was my first inkling, like the merging of technology and education. And I was smitten. So that's really where I've been for the past 25 years in that same field, helping people use technology, building online classes. So I love it. And then when I got a chance to serve on the board of Wood Ridge 68, I leapt at it. I'm actually an elected official, by the way. So it was kind of fun. You had a little bit of campaigning, put yourself out there, which was, a little bit scary, but also at the same time, I just wanted to give back to the community.
That's great. It feels good to be chosen too, right?
It does. It does. Yeah. I was actually elected a second time. How about that?
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So let's turn a little bit to learning design. So let's set the stage a bit. So I want to know, just as a learning design enthusiast, as a professional in the field, how do you define learning design and what role does that play in the development of online courses or virtual courses?
You know, learning design at its core is really just how you think about building courses, right? So when as a, instructional designer for, 20 plus years now, it really is the foundation of everything that we do. And so when I'm working with a faculty member, a subject matter expert, it's really diving into the student experience and how the student will engage with that content, how we're going to assess what they're going to learn. So, I'm a backwards design advocate. I think most people are instructional design, starting with those learning outcomes, defining the summative assessments, the formative assessments, the practice activities, the learning content. And so learning design is all about the foundation. And then we're going to talk about engaged learning design in a little bit. And this is this idea that how do you move that forward? How do you move that needle forward with learning design and sort of go beyond foundational into creating these amazing experiences that students and professors will have as well?
Very much putting yourself in the shoes of the student and the shoes of the faculty that are going to be implementing these courses.
Yeah. And it's really, we partner with our faculty and subject matter experts, the instructional design and the SME or faculty member are really working together in lockstep throughout the course development process. And you're putting yourself in the shoes of the students and really thinking about how to create the best possible experiences, rooted in learning science and bringing out all those years of experience that become innate after a while, and just really thinking about where art and science meet together. And that's instructional design.
I can see that kind of brings out the passionate film, enthusiast that you are too, bringing together and merging the art and the design as into the whole experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Building the media is a huge part of what we do here at Learning Mate as well, with, we have a whole array of rapid development tools and we can build simulations. But for a long, long time, as a young instructional designer, we were really asked to do everything. Right. So when I started instructional design, hardcore instructional design in 2005, we did everything from project management to the course building. We were learning HTML and building the courses and building media. So everything from Flash to Adobe Captivate and Screencast, all the way to today, where there's dozens and dozens of these amazing tools that we can use. So there's definitely a bit of that film background and building engaging media as well.
So what is a learning design framework, and why is that important to the development of courses?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need a learning design framework to develop courses, right? You can pick and choose them for the, Learning Mate's been around for over 20 years, and this is Learning Mate's first learning design framework, right? So you can absolutely build courses without it. But what it does is it sort of brings together everything that you care about. Right. So we work with a lot of colleges and universities across the country. And so we hear a lot of different things about what's working, what's not working. So this was really Learning Mate's first opportunity to bring those things together and build consensus around what we care about. And then also it's built on a lot of learning science. So every piece of it has a background of like proven research or proven best practices as well. So when you develop a learning design framework, what you're saying is these are things that we care about, and these are the things that you should care about too, to build the best possible courses.
And that brings us to Engage, the learning design framework we're going to talk about today. So that is Learning Mate's new learning design framework called Engage. So what are the origins of this framework, and who is this framework for?
That's a really great question. So the framework was actually, it was a twofold thing. It's a learning design framework, but it's actually, we like to call it the first AI-enabled learning design framework because, with artificial intelligence being so huge over the past year and a half or so, we have to really think about how we're building courses, but also what role will AI play in the course development, the student experience, the faculty experience. So in order for us to really think about AI, we first had to decide what we cared about as an organization in terms of learning design. So that was the real genesis of this. So the first step is to, collect learning science, the best principles. We asked our colleagues what they cared about, what were things that were important. We talked with universities and really pulled in the best available things and sort of collected them all together to what are some differentiators for Learning Mate, but also what are some foundational things. So we had a team across the world. We had folks in India, South Africa, United States, all working together to create what became Engage Learning Design.
And so Engage is actually an acronym. So I'd like to dive a little bit into what Engage stands for. Did Engage come first, or did we develop Engage out of the work that we did in the process of building this kind of North Star initiative?
We brainstormed among the groups, and it was actually one of our colleagues that came up with engagement as a centralizing principle, right? Because you can engage, students can engage with the classroom, they can engage with each other, they can engage with their professor, they can engage with technology. So we really like that as a centralizing principle. And then somebody said, well, why don't we make that into an acronym? And so then we sort of looked at the words and decided on what each category should be. And then we started to apply the learning design elements to it.
So now that we've talked a little bit about Engage, can you provide an example of how the six pillars of what Engage stands for accomplishes the creating the end goal, which is, course development on an engaging level?
Yeah, okay. So the six pillars, Engage is an acronym. It stands for Elevate, Navigate, Grow, Advocate, Global, and Enchant. And yes, we know that global is not a verb like the other ones, but
it struck me a little bit too, but anyway, you can explain the
it strikes everybody. And when we came up with it, we know exactly what we are doing. But in some ways, it's actually one of the most unique elements because it takes advantage of what Learning Mate is, which is this global organization. very unique place in the industry that we have all these different perspectives. So we like the idea of global with all these different perspectives and also building community, right? Because we've built this international community. And when we're building courses, you can build large communities and small communities, local communities within the classrooms too. So we liked it and we stuck with it.
Right? Awesome. And yeah, what's an example of how this framework can actually be applied to the creation of online courses?
Well, let's take something like Navigate, which is the second element. We have a series of learning design elements that align with Navigate. It's clear and measurable learning outcomes, clean and intuitive design. We use the term called consonity, which is one of my favorite words, actually. It's actually a pleasing, harmonious design. And then the final element is design consistency. So Navigate itself is all about the student experience, foundational in the learning design, but also in the look and feel of the courses and the way that students move throughout the courses. So when we're working with a client, a college or university, and one of the first things we'll ask them is, do you have a learning design template, right? From course to course, from program to program, do you have a consistent experience for the students, right? Because for students, right, especially within the same program, right, if they have to go into each course and learn how to navigate that course, that online course every single time, it takes away from the learning, right?
Yeah.
And then they get used to it. And then there are surprises if there's new elements. So you try to create that consistent design experience from course to course. And so within a program, especially, but you know, within a university, that could be also helpful. There's a lot of gen ed courses that students will take that go across the university. So that's also important. When we'll sit down with a client and we'll talk about that experience, and then we'll work together for design consistency, for example, or consonity or clean and intuitive design, and really think about what those mean and build a template for them. And then as the instructional designers are working with the faculty, keep those front and center. So when you're writing instruction sets for assignments, right? Or you're coming up with banners or design elements, you know, you want them clean, intuitive, and harmonious. That's sort of our North Star.
So you mentioned Enchant as one of the pillars of the framework. Can you dive a little bit more into what Enchant means? That's a little bit, it's kind of a magical word, and I like that it's part of the framework.
Yeah, it is a magical word. It's actually my favorite of the elements too, because as an instructional designer, it's where we really get to flex the artistic muscles. So Enchant, the definition is engage in well-crafted and creative learning experience that surprise and enchant you. We really like to see it positions on top of something like Quality Matters. Quality Matters, Oscar, there's these foundational learning design frameworks, which are really good. They get you to a certain point, but we're really interested in taking them to the next level. So something like Enchant is really about creating robust creative media, maybe embedding storytelling into what you're doing, creative and instructional design techniques. For example, maybe coming up with, instead of a weekly introduction to each week of your course, which, you know, it's like in this week, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Maybe we use cognitive primers, which really engage the students in storytelling and anecdotes and maybe a mystery, for example. I'll tell you one, I was building a course a couple of years ago. It was a cybersecurity course. I was working with the faculty member, and each week of the course, we came up with this course length project where cybersecurity experts are kind of detectives. So we created a mystery where we created a scenario at the beginning where something happens online and they are a cybersecurity detective. And then each week of the course, we use a cognitive primer to introduce new elements of that mystery. And then by the end of the course, they're solving it, right? So when you're talking about unique creative instructional techniques, this is what I'm talking about. So Enchant is all about pushing it forward and creating these amazing experiences for students that they'll never forget. I can guarantee you that the students who take that class will never forget having to solve this mystery at the end of their 5 or 6 week course or whatever they're at.
Oh, 100%. There's also kind of like a gaming quality to it. I mean, in a way. I mean, I'm more of a theater person, so I'm thinking like murder mystery theater. It's a method of engaging on a whole other creative level, and it does empower the learning designer and the faculty member and whoever's working with this software to really be creative in their development of these courses and really make something that is beneficial and engaging and you know, very memorable, like you said, for the user, the learner, at the end of the day.
And being intentional about it, right? So unless you're focusing on instructional techniques or storytelling, it might not be something that you do. So you have it front and center. You work with the college, you work with the professors to define what you care about, and then you really dive into that. So doing something like that with that cybersecurity course was very intentional. It didn't just happen. It was because that was a focus and where we were at.
So Stuart, final question for you. You are a lifelong learner. So what is something that you would recommend that you're currently either reading, listening to, or watching that you would recommend to our listeners?
Oh, well, that's a great question. All right. So I'm a film geek, film buff. Actually,
same here.
In humanities, I really was focused on film that entire time at the University of Chicago. I love it. So I was at the library a couple months ago, and I picked up this book called The Golden Screen: The Movies That Made Asian America by this author, Jeff Yang. And it's a compendium of over 100 Asian movies, influential, new ones, old ones. And I've been going through this. I gave myself like a film fest, a movie marathon. So I'm about halfway through 136 movies. And the one that I would recommend that really jumped out at me, I watched it a few weeks ago, was called Twinsters. So it was a 2015 documentary, and it tells the story of an American actress. Her name is Samantha Futterman, and she may or may not have discovered an identical twin that she didn't know she had.
Really?
It's phenomenal. And I love it because it's filled with joy. And there's so little joy in our lives. So if you want a movie, which you're just going to be smiling from ear to ear the entire time, and it's this little mystery, and it's so engaging. I loved it. It's called Twinsters, like a 90-minute documentary from 2015. So it's like my little gem that I found over the past month that I would recommend for everybody.
That's awesome. And I love that you're combining also, like, you took a book and then the book has a list of movies. Yeah. And so you're like combining all of these mediums together and, like, you know, really experiencing art. So you're like, cheers to you for doing that.
You have no idea. I have a spreadsheet, and then I rate the movie, and then I write up a little a critique of it, making my way through my spreadsheet. So
Stuart Vanorni, he is the Associate Vice President of Learning Design at LearningMate. Thank you so much for joining the podcast today, Stu.
It was my absolute pleasure to be here, Keith. Appreciate it.
To download the complete Engage Learning Design Framework position paper and for links to Stuart's lifelong learning recommendations, you can visit learningmate.com/podcast. That website has our complete library of episodes, links to all of the media we reference, and a questionnaire. If you are passionate about education and would like to contribute to the podcast, submit your idea today and we'll see you behind the microphone soon. The Learning Mate podcast is a production of Learning Mate Solutions Incorporated. I'm your host, Keith Chandler, and until next time, thank you for listening.